And we're holding on Samach Gimel Amud Bey's fourth line from the bottom. We started talking yesterday about the dinim of shlichus in get, or continuing the discussion from the fourth parak. We talked about the difference between the various kinds of shluchim, a shliach kabbalah that the wife appoints to receive the get on her behalf, versus a shliach halacha that the husband sends to be a shliach on his behalf, versus also the shliach hava, which is kind of in between them. His job is just to bring the get. Usually the wife appoints him to bring the get from point A to point B, but she still needs to receive it. You also mentioned in the Mishnah that you can have a case where the wife appoints a shliach kabbalah, and then we said the husband doesn't want that shliach to be a shliach kabbalah, but rather to be a shliach halacha, where it's only going to take effect when she receives it. So now more on that topic. Itmar. So we have a discussion like this. Suppose the wife says to a shliach, "Havi li git, bring me my get." In other words, that she's saying, "I'm not appointing you anything yet. I want you to go to the husband. I want you to go to my husband. Tell him that he should make you a shliach halacha, and you'll bring the get from him. You'll be a shliach halacha. You'll be his shliach, and you'll bring the get to me." So you'll bring the get to me, and it'll take effect when I receive it. And so the shliach comes to the husband, but instead he says, "V'ishtecha omra hiskabel ligit." He comes and says, "Your wife said that I should be the shliach kabbalah," which would mean that as soon as you give me the get, then it will take effect. V'hu omer, and the husband replies, "Heilach kamasha omra, take it as she said." So in other words, the husband is saying, basically, "I don't know whether what you're saying is correct, that you're her shliach kabbalah, but, however it is, you take the get for that." So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua. So in other words, he's saying, whatever she told you is how I'm giving it to you. If she told you you're a shliach kabbalah, then you'll be a shliach kabbalah, and it'll take effect right away. And if not, then you're to be a shliach halacha. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Bavur, Amar Rav, afilu higia get liyada einu megurashes. In a case like that, even when she receives a get, she wouldn't be divorced because she never appointed him. It certainly won't take effect when he receives it because he's not a shliach kabbalah. And Rav Nachman is telling us it won't even take effect when she receives it for reasons that we're going to explain soon, because the shliach in effect changed his shlichus. So the Gemara says shmamina. Does that mean that we can prove from what Rav Nachman is saying that adibur didayka samich, that the husband is relying on the shliach? That, in other words, we would say that by saying holach kamasha omra, he's not actually appointing him a shliach halacha, and that would be why Rav Nachman is saying that it's no good. Because if you were going to say that when the husband says halach kamasha omra, if you're going to say that he's actually relying on what she says, and therefore that he remains a shliach kabbalah, so fine, maybe at least he wouldn't be a shliach kabbalah. Miki moti gita liyodim yetigarish. At least she should be divorced once she receives the get, because he's not a shliach kabbalah, fine, but at least she wanted that the husband should appoint him a shliach halacha. If you're going to say that the husband relies on the wife, then fine, you should say in that case, then he, in effect, by saying halach kamasha omra, in effect, he's appointing him a shliach halacha. And a shliach halacha, the rule would be, once she receives the get from him, then it should work. The fact that Rav Nachman is saying that not seems to imply that the husband is not depending on what the wife says. He's saying that he's giving it to him thinking that he's a shliach kabbalah, and the fact is he's not a shliach kabbalah. So is that it? Does that explain Rav Nachman's din? But Amar Rav Ashi, says, "Hochi hashta." How do you think to make that comparison? That's not a valid comparison to say that the husband is not relying on what she says, and therefore not appointing him as a shliach halacha, and therefore the get is possible. Bishleimei itmar ipcha. Because Rav Ashi says, it would be easier to understand if it was the other way around. Hiskabaligiti, if the wife had said, you receive my get, meaning you be a shliach kabbalah, and he comes and says, Ishtacha Amra Haveligiti, he comes and says that your wife said, give me my get, meaning be a shliach halacha, v'u'am ahelach kamasha amra, and the husband says, take it according to what she said. If we had that the Amr of Nachman, Amr Rabbi Bavu Amr Rab, Kivin Shigir get the Yod Doi Migurashis, if Rab Nachman had said that once he receives the get, then she's divorced because he's the Shliach Kabbalah, then you would say, Alma Adibur Didahu Kostamech. Then you would say, sure, it means that the husband is relying on what she's saying. She said he should be a shliach kabbalah, and when he comes and tells the husband, claiming instead that he's a shliach halacha, and the husband is, we would say, the husband is sort of ignoring what he's saying and giving it to him as a shliach kabbalah, knowing kind of that his wife, to begin with, appointed this guy a shliach kabbalah. So then, if you would say that, then it would show that you're relying on her. Inami liyoda. Or if Rav Nachman instead had paskin and said that in that case the get becomes valid when she receives it, then you would say adibur didei kasamich. Fine, then that would show that the husband is relying on the husband on the shliach statement, the shliach who came and said that the ishtecha amra haveli giti. In other words, your wife wanted that you should appoint me a shliach halacha, and I'll bring it to her. If we said that it becomes valid when it goes into effect when she receives it, then fine, that would show that the husband is relying on what the shliach is saying. So if it was the other way around, if the case was where she said be a shliach kabbalah and the shliach changed the wording and said halach and said habiligiti, then depending what Rav Nachman paskin, you could prove one way or the other whether we say that the husband is primarily relying on what the wife says or what the shliach says. Elahocha, but says Rav Ashi, the case that we actually have in front of us where Rav Nachman is saying that in the other way around, where she said Haveligiti, meaning be a shliach halacha, my husband will appoint you a shliach halacha, and instead he comes and says that I'm a shliach kabbalah, and Rav Nachman is saying it doesn't work. Maybe it has nothing to do with dibura didei and dibura dida. Mishum da'akri shliach l'shlichus v'gamri. Maybe it has to do with because he's removing the shlichus altogether, because the omer shliach kabbalah havena lo halacha lo havena. In effect, when he comes and says that your wife appointed me a shliach kabbalah, in effect, where she said hove, which means be a shliach halacha, in effect, he's saying, I don't want to have the bother of taking the get all the way to her. All I want is you give me the get. All I'm telling you is you give me the get, and it should take effect right away because I'm a shliach kabbalah. But the fact is, he's not a shliach kabbalah. So what he actually did was he undid his shlichus and replaced it with a different kind of shlichus.
But that's impossible.
In other words,
how can you undo shlichus and replace it with another shlichus?
The point is you
cannot.
Right, he can't. In other words, he can't. So when Rav Nachman is saying that the get will never be able to take effect, we thought that it could mean, in other words, that when you have what the wife said, you have what the shliach said, maybe the husband is relying on one versus the other, we're saying no. What we're saying is the shliach, by saying I'm a shliach kabbalah, in effect is saying I don't want to fulfill my original shlichus of being a shliach halacha, because that would involve me having to actually take the get to her, and I don't want to do that. So he is replacing, but he's trying to replace one kind of shlichus with another, and he can't do that. That would be why Rav Nachman says the get is never able to take effect.
No, but it goes further than that. Not only he cannot be replace the shlichus, but he destroyed his own shlichus.
Right. Well, therefore, the result of that is Rav Nachman is saying that even if he changes his mind, he says, you know what, fine, I'll do like I was told originally, and I'll bring the get to her. And this is Rashi points out, nevertheless, it won't be a valid get because he never accepted to be a shliach halacha of the husband. The husband would have had to appoint him a shliach halacha, and the husband did not because he just said, halach kamasha omra. And Kamasha Umrah would be that he appointed him, that she appointed him a shliach kabbat, that she appointed him, she told him to appoint him a shliach halacha, but the husband did not in fact go through with that and appoint him a shliach halacha because the shliach made it sound like all he is a shliach kabbat. So the other way around, in other words, where she says, be a shliach kabbalah, the other way around, where she says, you be a shliach kabbalah, and he comes to the husband and says, I'm a shliach halacha, so therefore he's putting himself to more tircha, so then we're not saying that he's not replacing his shlichus. Then what he's doing is he's saying, I'm willing to not only receive the get and be the wife's shliach, in the sense that as soon as I receive it, it'll take effect. I'm even willing to bring it to her, and therefore that's fine. He hasn't replaced his shlichus. He's added something to his shlichus that he wasn't told he had to do. So therefore that could work. But not in this case over here, where he attempted to replace his shlichus with a different, weaker kind of shlichus, one that doesn't involve actually bringing it to her, and therefore Rav Nachman is saying that it's no good.
In either direction, he's destroyed his shlichus. You're saying that in one direction he hasn't destroyed it, and the other he has. But he's destroyed it in either direction, since he misrepresented himself.
No, so what we're saying is, if the wife had told him, you be my shliach kabbalah, and he comes to the husband and says, I'm a shliach halacha, so then we have two possibilities. We don't know what Rav Nachman would paskin. In that case, Rav Ashi is hypothesizing and saying, you could say one way or the other. You could say that it would take effect right away because he's a shliach kabbalah. You could say it'll take effect when he brings it to her because he becomes a shliach halacha. One way or the other, it would work because he hasn't undone his original shlichus. He was told to be a shliach kabbalah, and he's willing to go the extra mile and actually bring it to her. So he hasn't taken away from his original shlichus, he's just added something to it. But in the other way around, the actual case that Rav Nachman is talking about is the other way around. He was told that his job is going to be to bring the get all the way to her as the husband's shliach halacha. Instead, he's misrepresenting and claiming that he's a shliach kabbalah, meaning all you have to do is give me the get and it'll take effect right away. But by saying that, in effect, what he's saying is, I don't want to have the bother of the shlichus that I was told in the first place. And so therefore, so now he doesn't have a proper shlichus. So therefore, the get can't be valid when it's sent through him.
How can you say that he misrepresented himself? And by doing
Because in the first case, he may have misrepresented himself, but he's not taking away anything of what she told him to do. She told him, be a shliach kabbalah. He's saying, I'm willing to not only be a shliach kabbalah, I'm even willing to bring a shliach halacha, which means I will receive the get, and then I'll bring it to her. So that's fine. So then we have So then we have two possibilities. Either nothing at all changes and he remains a shliach kabbalah, and as soon as he receives it, she's divorced, or he changes to a shliach halacha, and then as a shliach halacha, he can bring it to her and it'll take effect. So we're not saying he should have done that, but at least it doesn't passel his shlichus because he didn't rescind his shlichus, as opposed to the case that Nachman is telling us where he actually rescinded his shlichus and said, I don't want the shlichus that I was given. I don't want the degree of shlichus that I was given. I want a lesser kind of shlichus, and that won't work.
But it's still flawed because whether or not he himself rescinded the shlichus is one thing, and it's not that important. What's important is the fact that he's inapt by misrepresenting himself. He's
that's
making
fine,
himself
but that, what we're saying is that's fine. We're not saying he should have done that, but not all misrepresentations are going to have the same effect, and in particular that one where he changes from shliach kabbalah to shliach halacha is not going to pass all his shlichus, whereas the other way it will.
That's not an answer.
No. Just because he misrepresented in and of itself does not always pass the shlichus. It depends what the misrepresentation was, in a nutshell. Depends whether he's augmenting the shlichus or whether he's trying to decrease it.
In either case, he's not a kosher shaliach.
No, that's not.
It's like an aid.
That's not what we're saying. We're saying in one case he's not a kosher shaliach, in the other case he is. That's what we're saying. But we can't prove on one. Okay, we need to go on. If you want, we can try to discuss this later, Beis Hashem. Be that as it may, the point is, we can't prove one way or the other from this case whether Rav Nachman would say, when you have something ambiguous like that, where the husband could be following what the wife says, or whether he could be following what the shliach says, we can't prove one way or the other. If we had, again, if Rav Nachman had told us the case where the husband, where the shliach is augmenting his shlichus, trying to change from a shliach kabbalah to a shliach halacha, if Rav Nachman had told us the din about that, then we could prove one way or the other, depending on what he says, when the get would take effect. But our case over here, the fact that the get never takes effect has nothing to do with the words of the shliach versus the words of the wife. It has to do with the fact that the shliach has completely undone his shlichus. To Omar, because he says, going back to the Gemara, shliach kabbalah.
Let me ask you a question.
One second. I'm only willing to be a shliach kabbalah, shliach lohilocha, lohavena. I'm not willing to be a shliach halocha, whereas to begin with, she sent him as a shliach halocha, and therefore he's in effect saying, I refuse to do that shlichus. So therefore he can't be a shliach. Okay, let's go on.
Can someone who's pasul la'edus be a kosher shliach?
Absolutely. We talked about yesterday that a woman can be a shliach, for example, even though a woman is pasulaitis. Yes.
So a liar can be a shliach.
I don't know, a liar. If you have somebody who we know is not going to tell the truth. I mean, the fact is they have a get with them. Unless we have reason to think they might actually go forge an entire get, then that's something else. We're not talking about that. Anyway. Amen of Hunavachia Toshma. Let's go back to our Mishnah and see. We said that the husband says to the shliach, receive this get for my wife, meaning be a shliach halacha. Or bring this get to my wife, which also amounts to a shliach halacha. We said in the Mishnah, Im rotzalach, so yasser. He's able to change his mind if he wants and return and have the shliach return with the get and it hasn't taken effect yet. Well, the Gemara says, time of the Rotza. Now, the implication is, only because he wants to change his mind, then it's no good. Then he can rescind it. Ha lo Rotza, but apparently if he didn't want to change his mind, have a get. Then it will remain a get, and it will take effect as soon as she receives it. Now, va'amai. Now, when he says his scabble, why would that work? After all, the husband is not able to make a shliach kabbalah, and he used the word hiskabel. Ella, the reason must be damrinan. Ella amrinan. It must be that we say hiven shenosan ein of lagarsha. Once the husband has decided to divorce his wife, meimer omer, then he must be that he thinks to himself tigarish kol hechi de magarsha. Whatever way will work for the gerushin to take effect should work. So he says his scabble, but then he's told, one second, you said his scabble, which means be a shliach kabbalah, but that doesn't work. You don't have the ability to appoint a shliach kabbalah. So then he says, okay, instead be a shliach halacha. We talked about that yesterday, that when he says his scabble doesn't mean be a shliach kabbalah. So we said that in effect it means to scabble the holach. It means you receive it and bring it to her, because in other words, as soon as he finds out that he can't do, that his scabble is not really valid, then implicitly he adds the word holach to it. So therefore, hochanami. Well, in the same way, in the din of Rav Nachman, kivin shenosan einu v'garusha. Why shouldn't we say, once he wants to divorce her, meima omer tigarish kol hechi d'magarusha? Let him say. Well, why don't we assume that he says, however the divorce will work, should work. So as long as the shliach still claims to be a shliach kabbalah, fine. The get can't take effect yet, because what's going to happen? He's going to receive the get in his hand as a shliach kabbalah, as supposedly a shliach kabbalah, but it's not going to work because the wife didn't make him a shliach. But based on the implication from our Mishnah, shouldn't we say that at least when he brings the get to the wife, so once he changes his mind and says, you know what? After all, she told me to be a shliach halacha, that the husband should appoint me a shliach halacha. It's only right. Let me go and do my original shlichus, and goes and brings it to her. Based on the implication of our Mishnah, it sounds like it should work. So why is Rav Nachman saying that not? And the Gemara answers that. Hochi hashta, how are you thinking to make a comparison? There's a big difference. Hossam, in the case of our Mishnah, Adam Yedea, she'en shluchus ha-kabbalah, the husband knows that he can't make a shliach kabbalah because only the wife could do that. Hocha toy, whereas over here, the husband is mistaken. He hears the shliach saying, I'm a shliach kabbalah, and he thinks, well, maybe you are a shliach kabbalah. He says, heilach kamasha omra, you take it as she said, so meaning, in other words, that he genuinely thinks that he's a shliach kabbalah. So therefore, when he gives it to him, he has in mind only to give it to him as a shliach kabbalah. So therefore, it's not going to work because he didn't appoint him a shliach halacha at all. Whereas in the Mishnah, necessarily we say he appointed him a shliach halacha because we're saying he knows that he himself can't appoint him as a shliach kabbalah. Rashi also adds that now when we talked about Rav Ashi's point where he says, so again, we have now keep in mind throughout the sugya we have two different ways of understanding Rav Nachman. We can say that Rav Nachman's din is based on the concept that the husband is following what the wife says, and therefore she said be a shliach. She said be or following rather what the shliach says. A dibur didei kasamich, as the Gemara called it before, meaning the shliach comes and says, I'm a shliach kabbalah, which is incorrect, because in fact he's supposed to be a shliach halacha. So one way of understanding is we're saying because the husband relies on that and never has any intention of appointing him a shliach halacha, because as far as he's concerned, there's no need to. The guy comes and says, I'm a shliach kabbalah. The other way we understood Rav Nachman was Rav Ashi's way, which is, has nothing to do with whether he's following the husband's or whether he's following the wife's or the shliach statement, but rather it's because the shliach himself uprooted his entire shlichus by claiming to substituting or attempting to substitute a different kind of shlichus. So Rashi points out that this answer over here to distinguish between the Mishnah and Rav Nachman's case would also work well according to Rav Ashi. So we're saying in the Mishnah, when he says his scabble, he implies his scabble v'holich. So therefore, to begin with, he made him a shliach. So over here, then we don't even need to say the husband made a mistake, in the case of the Mishnah, because we can say to begin with that we can just say that in the Mishnah, when he says his scabble, he means his scabble v'holich, as opposed to in this case of the shliach, where he just means his scabble without even holach, and therefore there's a problem because there's no shlichus. So either way, whether you understand Rav Nachman is saying that the husband is following what the shliach says, or whether we're saying that it's a matter of whether the shliach has undone his shlichus, either way, you can draw a distinction between the case of our Mishnah and Rav Nachman's case, and therefore one doesn't have any bearing on the other. Okay, so Rashi adds, in other words, that when the Gemara says halcha toy, that he's making a mistake, that's really only needed according to the original understanding of the Nachman, that we can talk about whether the husband is following the wife's statement or the shliach statement. But now, if we use Rav Ashi's explanation, it's not a matter of the husband making a mistake, it's a matter of the shliach having attempted to completely undo his shlichus.
That's what we were talking about.
Yes, so that's what we said. There are two ways of understanding Rav Nachman. Let me just tell you, by the way, you know, we learned earlier in the Masechta that we talked about it yesterday, that even the women who are not, even the kind of women, a mother-in-law, a sister-in-law, etc., who are not able to give eidos to a woman that her husband is dead because we're concerned they might be lying and they want to mess her up, we do believe them to actually bring the get as a shliach. And even to say b'fanei nechtam, because since they have the get with them, then that backs up what they're saying, and it's highly unlikely that they actually went and forged the get. In the same way over here, even if the shliach lies about what kind of a shliach he is, the most we can say, depending on what the lie was, sometimes he might be mevatel the shlichus completely, sometimes not. But just the fact that he's a liar in and of itself is not necessarily enough to passel it, unless, again, either if that causes the husband to mistakenly follow what he says rather than what his wife said, or if it causes that the shliach has completely undone his shlichus. Okay. Well, so Omar Rava Toshma. So Rava says, let's try to bring another proof. Then a Mishnah later in our Perek says, Ktana Sha'omri Skabaligiti. When a Ktana, so now you can have a Ktana who was married off by her father. And then we know that the Kedushin is fully valid Daraisa. So now if she says, Skabaligiti, she makes a Shliach Kabbalah. Ain't a get, actually a get the other. Then the get is only a get when it actually reaches her hands. Because she being a Ktana, she's not able to make a shliach. So instead, of necessity, therefore, the shliach becomes the husband's shliach instead of the wife's shliach. Now, ki mot gita liyada miya magasha. Now, the implication is, at least when she receives the get, she will be divorced. Implying, in other words, that this shliach did function as some kind of shliach. Because again, if the shliach was not a shliach, then that's when we're saying the get can never take effect. To give an example, by the way, let's say the concept of shlichus does not include a goy or an eved. We learned about this earlier in the Masechta. So suppose that the husband were to give the get to a goy and have him give it to the wife, it wouldn't work because then there's no shlichus. So then, and the fact is, the get has to come from the husband or his shliach to the wife or her shliach. So, and here you wouldn't have that. But here we're saying the Ktana can't appoint a shliach, but nevertheless, the husband, being a gadol, could appoint a shliach, and apparently as soon as she receives the get, then it works. V'amai, now we would have to ask why. V'alav shliach la'ilacha shaviyeh. The fact is, the husband didn't appoint her a shliach la'ilacha. Because the...
That proves that in some cases, someone who's a... Pasul cancels the it cannot bring a get.
On the contrary, what we're showing over here, with this case over here, we're saying that since she can't send a shliach, however this person is capable of being sent as a shliach, then therefore instead he becomes a shliach of the husband. The fact is, the husband did not explicitly say, be a shliach halacha. The implication of the Mishnah and Daf Samachay is that she says, be a shliach kabbalah, he comes to the husband gives him the get without saying, I'm making you a shliach halacha, and it works. Now, why should it work? Based on what we're saying, it shouldn't work unless the husband actually appoints him a shliach halacha. Ella. Amrinan, obviously the answer must be, like we said before, kivin shenasan eino begarsha, once the husband decides to divorce his wife, meima omer tigarish kol hechid begarsha, he must be thinking, I'm willing for the gerushin to take effect, whatever is necessary. So the same thing, in other words, so if it means that I have to appoint you a shliach halacha, because she can't appoint you a shliach kabbalah, then fine, I'm willing to do that. Well, why don't we say the same in Rav Nachman's din? So why do we say, again, why is Rav Nachman saying that in his case, the get never takes effect at all? Shouldn't we assume that once the husband is willing to go through with the get, he's willing to do whatever it takes to make it take effect? And that would mean appointing the guy a shliach halacha if that's what it takes. Why is Rav Nachman saying that instead we assume that either the husband is saying, I'm following what the wife says, or I'm following what the shliach says, and the result is, he kind of falls in through the cracks over there, and it never ends up being valid at all. Why shouldn't we assume that the husband wants to do whatever it takes to make it kosher, and that means appointing the guy a shliach or law?
We should assume
once the husband decides to divorce his wife, that he wants it to go through. He doesn't want it to be hung up on a technicality. So if that's what it takes, if a shliach comes to him and the husband, then the husband is going to do whatever it takes to make it that shliach will be valid. Whereas Rav Nachman is saying that we don't, that we just passel the shlichos altogether. Why? And we see in the case of the Ktana that the husband is willing to do that. And given that she can't appoint the guy a shliach kabbalah because she's a Ktana, then therefore the husband is willing to appoint him a shliach halacha. Why shouldn't we assume the same thing in Rav Nachman's case? And the answer is, again, the Gemara says, Hachi Hashta. How are you comparing? Hasam Adim Yideh Shein Shlichus HaKotten. In that case, the husband, he knows his wife is a Ktana after all. He knows that a Kotten is not capable of doing shlichus. The gum of a Nasim Lala Shom HaLacha Dideh. So therefore, he specifically has in mind, I know she can't do a shliach kabbalah, therefore, of necessity, I'm going to have to make him a shliach halacha. Ha-ha-toy, whereas over here, he genuinely thinks that his wife sent the guy as a shliach Kabbalah because the guy misled him. So again, we have, according to the original understanding of Rav Nachman, the problem would be that the husband is mistakenly relying on what the shliach says. And according to Rav Ashi's understanding, has nothing to do with mistakes. It has to do with that the shliach himself is attempting to undo his own shlichus, which is not the case over here with the ketana. So therefore, there's no comparison. Okay, the Gemara says, Toshma, let's try to bring another proof from a Braisa. A Braisa says, the shliach comes and says, Hobili Giti. The wife says to the shliach, bring me my get, meaning be a shliach, meaning, again, like we said, like closer to the Nachman's case, where she says, go to my husband, and he will appoint you a shliach, halacha, and then you'll bring the get to me. And he comes and says to the husband, v'ishtach omri skabaligiti, and the wife, and he comes and says, your wife said, hiskabaligiti, which is exactly the Nachman's case, or the other way around, hiskabaligiti, she says, be a shliach kabbalah for the get, and he comes and says, v'ishtach omri havili giti, and he comes and says, your wife said, havili giti, meaning you're to appoint me a shliach halacha, v'ruoy maholach v'tenla, and the husband says, take it and bring, and the husband says, take it and bring it to her, or he says, z'chila, or he says, be zoichen it to her, or the skabala, or he says, receive it for her. In all those cases, says the Braisa, rotzalachso yachsu. In all those cases, the husband can change his mind until the wife actually receives the get and take it back. On the other hand, continues the Braisa, in these cases, once she receives the get, she will be divorced. Now the Braisa sounds like it's talking about Rav Nachman's exact case, but we need one detail. My love, Kabbalah, a Kabbalah, v'holocha, a holocha. Now, what do we have in the Mishnah? In the Braisa, rather. We have said two cases. One where she says, Hove, and he comes and says, Iskabel. The other way around, where she said, Iskabel, and he comes and says, Hove. And then we have two expressions that the Braisa said that the husband could be using. He could be saying, Holech v'tenla, or he could be saying, Hiskabelah. So my love, Kabbalah, Kabbalah, v'halacha, ahalacha. Shouldn't we assume that in each case, what the Braisa is saying is that the husband is saying to the shliach a phrase that's appropriate to what the shliach said. In other words, when the shliach comes and says, I'm a shliach Kabbalah, then the husband says, hiskabel. When he comes and says, I'm a shliach, you to appoint me, or shliach halacha, then he says, holech. So in that, and we're saying in either way it would work. Now, in that case, then the Braisa would contradict Rav Nachman, because what would the Braisa be saying then? He's saying, he comes and says, I'm a shliach Kabbalah. Really, she had said, no, you're only supposed to be a shliach halacha. So therefore, and the husband says he's scabble, which means I'm giving it to you as a shliach Kabbalah. The fact is he's not a shliach Kabbalah because the husband can't appoint one and she didn't appoint him one. And still the Braisa says that nevertheless, he may not be a shliach Kabbalah, but at least he's a shliach halacha and the get will take effect when she receives it. Well, that contradicts Rav Nachman, who said that in that case, the get will never take effect. So in that case, then that, at least that part of the Braisa contradicts Rav Nachman. And the answer is loy, not necessarily. Kabbalah ahilocha, b'hilocha akabbalah. No, because we could say that maybe the two halves of the Braisa are talking about like sort of crossing over. Where when the shliach comes and says, I'm a shliach Kabbalah, the husband says, holech v'tenla, so not like he said, in Rav Nachman's case, all the husband said was, helech kamasha omra, you take it however she said. In other words, the husband is saying, I'm not taking a position on what kind of shliach you are. Whatever kind of shliach you are, you take it. And the problem is, either that the husband is thinking that the wrong kind of shliach, or that the shliach himself has altered his shlichus, and therefore it's no good. Here in the Braisa, on the other hand, we could say that when the shliach says, I'm a shliach Kabbalah, the husband says, holech v'tenla, meaning he's saying, fine, you're a shliach halach. Well, there's no problem with that. Even Rav Nachman's not going to have a problem with that. The husband is certainly able to make him a shliach halacha, as we had in the Mishnah, exactly that. where the shliach comes and says, I'm a shliach Kabbalah, and he truly is a shliach Kabbalah, and the husband says, I don't want that, you be a shliach halacha instead. So the braisa therefore would be saying the same thing. And the other way around, where the shliach says, your wife said havi ligiti, then the husband says zechila or iskabala, and therefore so now if we learn the braisa that way, then there's no contradiction on Rav Nachman, because then we're saying either way, one way or the other, the husband appointed him a shliach halacha. The husband appointed him a shliach halacha, or the wife appointed him a shliach kabbalah, as the case may be, and therefore it works. So therefore, if we understand the braisa that way, then it doesn't contradict Rav Nachman. Well, the Gemara says, how could you understand it that way? E kabbalah ahilocha. What are you talking about then? If you're saying that the case would be where she appointed him a shliach kabbalah, and you're saying the husband said, and the husband said he's scabble. So what's the problem? Why are we saying that it takes effect only when she receives it? Then it should be a get as soon as he receives it, because he's a shliach kabbalah, and he had truly been appointed a shliach kabbalah. He said to the husband, though, I'm a shliach halacha, and the husband says he's scabble. So then in that case, it should take effect right away, because the fact is he is a shliach kabbalah. And yet the braisa is saying that it takes effect only when she receives it. Shamat mina adiat dadi buridideh kasamich. Doesn't that show, if you're going to explain the braisa that way in order not to contradict Rav Nachman, necessarily that would show that when there's a choice who the husband is following, that it would show that he's following the shliach's words. So now when the shliach says, ishtecha amra havi ligiti, your wife said I should bring the get, meaning I should be a shliach halacha, then evidently the husband implicitly is making him a shliach halacha. Even though he's using the word hiskabel, he doesn't mean you're a shliach kabbalah, because of course the husband can't make a shliach kabbalah. He thinks the guy really is a shliach halacha and gives it to him as a shliach halacha, and therefore it works. So at least we should be able to answer one possibility within Rav Nachman's statement before that. We said that at least you should be able to show when there's a choice of assuming which one is the husband following what his wife originally said or what the shliach is telling him now. Apparently, he's following what the shliach is telling him now. And therefore, again, she made him a shliach kabbalah. By rights, therefore, if he had come and said correctly, I'm a shliach kabbalah, then the get would take effect as soon as he receives it. Instead, he said, I'm a shliach halacha. The husband says he's scabble, which doesn't imply be a shliach kabbalah, because he was told that you're a shliach halacha, so he gives it to him as a shliach halacha, and it works. That would show adibur didei kasamich. However, the Gemara says, hachi hashta, again, how are you comparing it? It's not exactly the same thing. Hosam, amala helach kamasha amra, the difference is that in Rav Nachman's case, the husband said, take it as she said. So we don't know. Did he mean to follow what she says or what the shliach reports that she says? Hocha mi ka'omala helach kamash amra. In the case of the braisa, though, he's not saying any such thing. He's just saying he's skabalah. And again, the husband knows, he can't appoint a shliach kabbalah. So he must have meant, like in the Mishnah, he's skabalah helach la, take it and bring it to her. So therefore, after all, he told him, I'm a shliach halacha. So in that case, it would be valid. So we can't necessarily prove one way or the other that anything about Rav Nachman's case, that in Rav Nachman's case, you're saying it's possible, and in the parallel case, where would Rav Nachman say that he follows what he says or what she says? Not necessarily, really. So, okay, the bottom line is we haven't schlugged up Rav Nachman, and therefore the halacha remains like him. That in this case, when Shliach said that I'm a Shliach Kabbalah, instead of truly he was supposed to be a Shliach Halacha, then the get will never take effect. The get won't be in itself puzzle per se. I mean, all the husband has to do with Pashtus is send it with a different Shliach, but he can't send it with this Shliach because the Shliach has undone his Shlichus.
Okay. So you're saying that basically, if we didn't have a braisa, if we didn't have that braisa, Rav Nachman would be schlugged up?
No, just the opposite. We thought that we could use this braisa to schlug up Rav Nachman. We said we can't because we can understand the braisa in a way that it does not schlug him up. Yeah. Okay. New discussion. We talked about before, we mentioned where the husband says zechila. So now let's talk about so does that word zechi have any different effect? Tanarabana, we learn in a brisa, like we just said, iskabaligiti. Now it's a different case. The wife says bimakabel my get, meaning via shliach kabal. The ishtecha omre iskabaligiti. And he comes and says, your wife said bimakabel the get, meaning he says correctly, I am a shliach kabal. And the husband says to him one of the following lashonas. He says, holach v'temla, bring it and give it to her, or zechila, be zoichen it on her behalf, or hiskabala, or he says hiskabala. In all those cases, rotzalachzer lo yachzer, then he can't change his mind, because now at this point, he's a shliach kabala, and having said holach, then even if he says zechi, then obviously he's meaning for the shliach to be zoichen right away. So therefore he can't change his mind. Similar to what we learned back in the first parak about holach kizchi. He was saying, in fact, holach is kizchi, and therefore when he says bring it, it's the equivalent of saying be zoichen on her behalf, and therefore already it's too late for him to change his mind. On the other hand, Rav Nosson Omer holach betemla rotzal lachzer yachzer. Rav Nosson says it depends. If he says holach v'temla, then he could still change his mind, because saying holach is not the equivalent of saying zechi. It doesn't mean be zoche in it yet. This means bring it to her. So he makes him only a shliach halach. But if he says zechila or iskabala, rotz lachzer lo yachzer. But if he says zechila or receive it for her, then already he's saying be zoche in it as soon as you receive it, or receive it for her, meaning that you're her shliach. Either way, then he takes effect right away. Rebbe says with any of these lashonas, he can't change his mind, because holach kizchi. So in effect, Rebbe seems to be saying the same thing as the Tanakhama. So the Gemara is going to ask, in a second, what is Rebbe arguing with the Tanakhama? He seems to be saying exactly the same thing. Tosfos, by the way, draws a distinction earlier on Daf Yudalid. We said that Rebbe holds holach lav kizchi dami in a case where he says where one person says bring this money to Pliny. There he says holach lav kizchi dami. Here he says holach kizchi dami. And the difference is because here the shliach comes and says that I'm a shliach kabbalah. So we can assume the husband is giving it to him with that in mind. Anyway, continues Rebbe, Avlim omaloi efshi shita kabbalah. However, if the husband says I don't want you to be a shliach kabbalah, rather, I want to make you a shliach halacha, then he rots a lach, so then of course he can change his mind, because then he makes it clear that holach does not mean zechi, that it means he still wants to leave himself the opening to rescind the get. Well, the Gemara asks Rebbe, hi, the Tanakhama. Isn't Rebbe saying the same thing as the Tanakhama? The Gemara says, he both say me'ef shi osilash menon. One possibility is you're right. As far as the actual question of whether he can change his mind or not, there Rebbe agrees with the Tanakhama. But Rebbe is adding the detail that if he says e'ef shi, then he's changing him to a shliach halacha. So Rebbe is not really arguing with the Tanakhama. He's just adding a detail that the Tanakhama didn't mention. We both say me'hokamash mo'on, man Tanakhama Rebbe, or the Braisa might be telling us, you should know, the Tanakhama of this Braisa who's arguing with Rav Nosson is none other than Rebbe. Sometimes the Braisa will do that. Sometimes it'll bring an opinion at the end where the Gemara, and sometimes a Mishnah even, where the Gemara will explain that it means the whole thing is according to Pliny. So in other words, we would say, we have a Tanakhama, we don't know who he is, then we have Rav Nosson, and then the Gemara wants you to know, then the Braisa wants you to know that the opinion that was expressed at the beginning of the Braisa is the opinion of Rebbe. Okay. So now let's analyze this point further. Ibayalav. Halach l'Rav Nosson kizachi dami, elav kizachi dami. What if he doesn't say holach? So if he says holach, bring it, then Rav Nosson is saying that's a holach lav kizchi, and therefore that doesn't amount that he was mezakeh to her yet, therefore he can change his mind. What if instead of holach, what if he says halach? Here it is. Which is, would be like halach kamasha omra. He's saying take it as she said. So when the shliach had altered what he said, when he said the wrong thing, then we had the discussion about Rav Nachman before. But if the shliach came and said the correct thing, he said I'm a shliach kabbalah, or he said I'm a shliach halacha, respectively, then it would work. So now the question is, though, when he says Halach, according to Rav Nassim, would that be different? Does that amount to saying Halach Kamasha Omra? In other words, you're a Shliach Kabbalah, so therefore receive it as a Shliach Kabbalah. And once he does, then he can't change his mind because it already took effect. Olav Kaschi Dami, or does he actually have to say the word Zechi, according to Rav Nachman, according to Rav Nassim, for it to be irrevocable? So Toshma, let's prove from the same Braisa again. Ha'oimer his scabble gets a leishli. We said, or actually from our Mishnah, we said if the husband says his scabble gets a leishli, or holach gets a leishli, or he says bring this get to my wife, rotsa lachzer yachzer. Then we said he can still change his mind. But ha'isha she'omri scabble legiti. But if the wife said it's scabble legiti, and the husband gives it to him with that loshon with one of those loshonas, apparently we're talking about that the husband gives it to him with one of those loshonas where he says it's scabble or holach, rotsa lachzer lo yachzer. Then we said the husband can't change his mind because then already the get took effect as soon as the shliach received it. My lav behelach. Shouldn't we assume that the Mishnah means where the husband said Halach? Now, we talked about yesterday, the Gemara had brought up the point that maybe in the Mishnah, when it says Halach, maybe the word is really supposed to be Halach. Where we learned yesterday, Tosfos said, the Gemara was not trying to change the wording of the Mishnah, but the Gemara was saying that there are two different versions of the Mishnah going around. Some learn that it says Halach, others say that it says Halach. So here, we're saying, shouldn't we assume that the version Halach is correct? And then Rav Nassim, and then our Mishnah would follow Rav Nassim. So Rav Nassim would say there's a difference between Hoylach and Halach. Hoylach, he would say, Lav Kizchidami, but Halach, meaning here it is, bring it to her, as she, which implies, in other words, as she said, would mean that it's valid. And because Hoylach Kizchidami, because in that case, so Hoylach may not be Kizchi, but Halach would be Kizchi. And the answer is like, b'holach b'rebi, not necessarily. The correct version of the Mishnah could be holach like we had it, and it would follow Rebbe's opinion rather than Reb Nachman's. So you have two different gears to the Mishnah, and maybe the gears of holach is correct, and then our Mishnah would follow Rebbe, and we wouldn't have a proof one way or the other what Reb Nachman holds. So, in fact, the Ritva points out that the continuation of the Mishnah, the Gemara explains, has to be according to Rebbe. Therefore, the Gemara would prefer to say that the beginning of the Mishnah is also according to Rebbe. Okay, Toshma, let's prove from the continuation of the Mishnah. Lefichach in Omalei Abali Yefshish to Kabbalah. If the husband says to the Shliach, I don't want you to be a Shliach Kabbalah, Ela Holach Betenla, rather take it and give it to her, be a Shliach Halacha, Rotza Lachzo Yachzo. Then he said the husband can still change his mind until she receives it. Now, Taima Da'ame Iefshi. We're saying only because the husband said, I don't want you to be a Shliach Kabbalah, Hola Ame Iefshi, Rotza Lachzo Lo Yachzo. Apparently, if he doesn't say those words, Iefshi, then he can't change his mind. My love, the Halach, but Rav Nassim. Again, shouldn't we assume that the correct version of our Mishnah is where he says Halach? He says, give it to her. Not he says, give it to her. He says, here it is. In other words, Halach implies Kamasha Omra in accordance with what she said. And therefore, as a Shliach Kabbalah, as soon as he receives it, then it takes effect and the husband can't change his mind. Rav Nassim, in that case, the ends that would show that the Mishnah is like Rav Nassim, that as soon as he says Halach, it's the equivalent of saying Kamasha Omra. And the answer is loy b'holach b'rebi. No, because again, you could be talking about the correct version of the Mishnah. It could be the word holach, and then it would follow Rebbe, and we wouldn't have a proof one way or the other what Rav Nassim holds. The Gemara says Toshma. Well, here let's bring another proof. A Braisa says so. You have the Shliach Kabbalah. So you have like this. The Braisa says. Holach get zele ishti. The husband says, bring this get to my wife. Rotza lachzer yachzer. Then he can change his mind if he wants. Halach get zele ishti. But if he says, Halach, here is this get for my wife. Rotza lachzer lo yachzer. Then he can't change his mind. So there's a difference between Holach and Halach. Now, man shamat le da'om ba holach rotza lachzer yachzer. Which Tana was it that said that when the husband says holach, he could still change his mind? Rav Nassim. That was Rav Nassim in the Braisa on Amar Aleph. So, because Rebbe had said over there that when he comes as a Shliach Kabbalah and he says Holach, then Rebbe had said Holach Kizchi Dami, and therefore, in effect, the husband has already been mezakeh to her through the Shliach right now. Whereas Rav Nosson held that no, Holach is not Kizchi Dami. On the other hand, Rav Nosson had said that Halach is different. And in this last braisa, it's saying that if he wants to change his mind, he can't change his mind. There you go. So actually what it is rather from the braisa on Amud Aleph, we didn't clearly see what Rav Nachman said about Halach. That was the point. We were asking whether Rav Nosson would make that difference. According to Rebbe, there was no reason to even ask the question, because according to him, Halach is already good enough. So for sure, Halach would be good enough. Well, the question was, according to Rav Nosson, here we have a braisa that clearly says that there's a difference between holach and halach. Shema mina halach kizchi dami. Therefore, you see that saying halach is the equivalent of saying kizchi, and therefore that this braisa must represent Rav Nosson's opinion, and therefore it tells us that yes, Rav Nosson would make that distinction. Good, shema mina. So that proves it. That proves, therefore, that Rav Nosson does make that distinction between holach and halach. Saying holach with a vav does not amount to saying you are zoicha in it right away. It amounts to saying you be a shliach halacha, and therefore it takes effect only when she receives it, and therefore the husband can change his mind until then and call the shliach back. As opposed to if he says halach, where that amounts to saying. Here it is, as my wife said, and therefore he being a Shliach Kabbalah, then as soon as he receives it, the get takes effect, and the husband can't change his mind. That would be how Rav Nosson holds, and the halacha is like him. Okay. More on this topic of Holach Kizchi Dami, Itmar, so now we have a related discussion to this. The wife says he's Kabbal Legit. She says, be Makabal my get, as a Shliach Kabbalah. And he comes and says, V'ishtecha omri skabal legit. He comes and says, I'm a Shliach Kabbalah. V'hu oim a holach b'tedma. Now the husband says, you bring it and give it to her. Meaning that he's making him a Shliach Kabbalah. The question is he really considered does he become exclusively a shliach halacha of the husband, or does he become, or does he remain to a certain extent a shliach kabbalah of the wife? So Omar Rab Abba, Omar Rab Huna, Omar Rab, Nasa shlucha yushlucha. The result is he actually becomes kind of her shliach as well as the husband's shliach, meaning that it's kind of uncertain, as the Gemara is going to say, Rab is uncertain about the din in this case, so therefore he becomes a shliach halacha and a shliach kabbalah. So what happens when he receives the get? We're not sure at this point, has the get taken effect yet or not? If he's a shliach kabbalah, then yes. If he's a shliach halacha, because the husband said holach, then not. Then it wouldn't take effect until she receives it. The result would therefore be, Rav says, b'chiletzis. Suppose that the husband was sending her this get for the purpose of patering her from Yibum or Chalitza, because he's childless and he doesn't want that she should have to do Yibum or Chalitza. So now, what would happen in a case like this, where he comes as a Shliach Kabbalah, and the husband says, Holach, and he gave him the get. If the get hasn't reached her yet, and then the husband dies, is she gonna need to do Chalitza or not? Rav is saying, yes, she will need to do Chalitza. Well, the question is, does that mean that Rav has a suffix, whether holach kizchi or not? Where again, if we said holach is kizchi, then it would mean that as soon as the shliach receives it, then it takes effect. Or if we said holach lav kizchi, then we would say it takes effect only when it comes to her. And we're saying Rav has a suffix, and therefore during that time, from when the shliach receives it until she receives it from the shliach, is a suffix. Is that so? But we have another discussion regarding the payment of a debt, which we learned previously on Daf Yud Daled. We said, Holach money l'ploini shani chayavoy. If Reuven says to Shimon, bring this money that I owe to Ploini, bring it to him. Omar Rav, chayav achri yosoy. Rav had said that the sender is still responsible for the achrayus. In other words, if it gets lost before it actually reaches Shimon, then Reuven is still going to have to repay it. because after all, if Shimon had told him send it with the shliach, that would be different. It means shliach. It means Shimon is taking responsibility. But because Shimon didn't tell him any such thing, then you can't say Reuben doesn't have the ability unilaterally to say that as soon as the shliach received it, it should be considered in Shimon's hands. And Rav says being bolachzer enechoyzer. And Rav had said that once Reuben gave that money to the shliach, he can't change his mind because holach kaschidam. So we see Rav clearly holds over there holach kaschidam. So why over here would Rav be having a suffix? The answer is hosam suffik mamona lakula, because there it's only a suffik in money. So therefore Rav goes lakula, and we can say Shimon already maybe is considered to be zoicha in the money as soon as the shliach receives it, and therefore so now Reuven can't change his mind. In effect, in other words, we would say that it would say hamotzi mechaveh ol haraya, you want to get that money back, then you need to prove that this money still belongs to you rather than you were mezakeh to the shliach. And you can't do that because we're not sure whether holach kaschi. Therefore, the result is that you can't take it back. Hocha suffik isura lachumra. Here we're talking about a suffik in isur v'heter. Was she patterned from yibum and chalitza or not? And therefore, Rav has to go lachumra. Maybe the get took effect as soon as the shliach received it. Maybe it only takes effect when she receives it. Therefore, we have to be machmir. And as usual, in a case where you have a suffik involving yibum, as we learned many times in Yibumus, then she has to do chalitza to be on the safe side. She can't do yibum because maybe the get did take effect and then it would be an error. Okay, so Rav, we can say, yes, Rav has a suffix on the din, and the result of that suffix is going to be different in a case of dinim mominus versus an isser v'heter. Okay, the Gemara continues. Omer Rav, ein ha'isha oisa shliach l'kabel ha'gitim yam shliach baila. Rav says, now we've talked about the husband appointing a shliach halacha. We've talked about the wife appointing a shliach kabbalah. Rav says that the wife cannot have a shliach to receive the get from her husband's shliach. In other words, it has to be that Rav is saying on either one end or the other, it has to be the person himself. So it can be the husband's shliach and the wife, or it can be the husband and the wife's shliach. Either of those would work. Or it could be so she can receive it from her husband or from his shliach, or the shliach can receive it from the husband. But you can't have the husband shliach, and then wife. Actually, it doesn't need to go to the wife in that case. Can't be that the shliach halacha gives to the shliach kabbalah, says Rav. Rav Chanina Omer Isha Oisu Shliach LaKabbalah Gitim Yad Shliach Baila. Whereas Rav Chanina says that would work too. So the Gemara says, my time is the Rav. Why does Rav hold that? Once you have that you're able to appoint a shliach, why shouldn't the wife's shliach be able to receive from the husband's shliach? So the Gemara says, "Iboy same mission bizoyin debal." One reason you could explain that Rav would say that's a bizoyin for the husband. The husband doesn't want the wife herself should at least receive the get from his shliach. He may say, "Look, you know, fine, she doesn't want to receive it directly from me, but at least she should be willing to receive it from my shliach. So why is she not even willing to do that? Because she obviously treats me very disrespectfully. So therefore, then I don't want to do it through a shliach at all." So in effect, in other words, what he's saying is that the husband might be machped on that. So the Rishonim discussed it. Ramban discusses maybe it's not necessarily that the husband is machped, but the Chachamim are making a zera in case he is. On the other hand, the Rashba and the Ritva learn that it means the husband is certainly machbid, and therefore Rav would say it would actually be bottled daraisa. Anyway, the point is that, and in fact, the Rashba adds, based on this reason of bizoyin, the same thing would be in reverse. If the wife sent shliach kabbalah, then the husband can't now make a separate shliach halacha and give it to her, because it would be the same thing, bizoyin. It would be as though the husband is saying, not only am I not willing to deal with you personally, but not even with your shliach, and if not really, then she's not willing to have that shliach receive the get on her behalf anymore. So says the Rashba. Anyway, so that's one reason you could say. Another reason you could say is because it's too similar to a case of a chotzer that she received later. We talked about this earlier in the Sefta. That, now you have What happens? We're going to learn in the next parak that if a husband puts the get in his wife's chutzar, then that can work. She's coding the get that way, and therefore it takes effect. But what would happen if you were to put it in some third party's chutzar, and then the wife buys that chutzar from that third party? Wouldn't work. So people would mistakenly think by the same token that, look, you know, this chotzer used to be like the husband's shliach, and now it became like her shliach, and the fact is it's not. So therefore, in order to avoid that problem, the chachamim are going to say that if the husband appointed a shliach, she can't also appoint a shliach, because it's going to be too similar to that case of the chotzer changing hands, and therefore people are going to be confused and think that in a case like that, the get is valid, where in fact it's not. So Gemara says, my benai, what's the practical difference between the two reasons for Rav? So ikra benai, to kod me'i, shavi shliach me'ikra, what would happen if the wife, to begin with, appointed a shliach kabbalah before the husband gave it to a shliach halacha? So if it's a matter of bizoyin, then the husband is also makbid on that. But if the reason is because the fact is she appointed her shliach first, so it's not like the chot, not the case of the chotzer where the husband put the get there first. So the Gemara tells in this connection, now who gathered the shavu l'gitul advesu? There was a man who sent a get to his wife through a shliach halacha. Ozo shlicha ashlicha ki yosur v'kol laisha. The shliach went and found that the wife was kneading dough. Omer l'helach gitach. He says, here's your get. Omer l'lehevi v'yodach. And she says, you keep the get in your hand. In other words, in effect, she's saying, on the spot, you be a shliach kabbalah. Well, Amar Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman says, im isa l'drav chanina, if we know that the halacha is like Rav Chanina, that a wife's shliach can receive a get from the husband's shliach, if that is so, then Rav Nachman says, avdas ba'uvda, then I would paskin that this would work, and therefore that the get would be kosher. So we just said there's the concern of chaseira habal achamikan. So Rashi says that Rav Nachman would be saying, I wouldn't worry about that. So now there's certainly, Marsha explains, Rashi is explaining, there's certainly no problem with bizoyin, because the bizoyin over here is only when she made a different shliach. She says, I don't even want to receive from you the shliach of the husband. I want to appoint somebody else to be a shliach kabbalah. Then there'd be a matter of bizoyin. Here she wants the same shliach to turn into a shliach kabbalah. So therefore, now there's no matter of bizoyin, and the matter of chatzera habol achamikan, Rav Nachman is not concerned about that about the confusion with that. So the question is, though, is the halacha like Rav Chanina or not? However, Omalei Rava, but Rava says, what do you mean? The im isa of Rav Chanina avdes ba'uvda. What do you mean that you would paskin and say that it would be kosher if you know the halacha is like Rav Chanina? You have a different problem. The problem is that the shlichus cannot return to the husband. Now, we learned this concept previously on Daf Chof Dalet, where we said there were a couple of ways of explaining this loy chazra shlichos etzal abal. Rashi explained over there that what it means, so Rashi explains over here, and he explains similarly over there, that it means that, like this, a shliach should have the ability, while he's still the original shliach, to go back to the mishaleach and tell him, I did your shlichos. In this case, he can't, because now he turned into a different kind of shliach. So in the previous case, on Daf Chof Dalet, we had a case where the wife herself brings the get as a shliach, and then she herself is the one receiving the get. So therefore, the shlichus is batel before she ever has a chance to return. Here, it's in a similar vein. His shlichus is being this batel, and he's instead becoming a shliach kabbal. So in that case, it shouldn't work. Tosfos over there learned differently and said that, that loy chaz v'shlichos etzel abal means that. Tosfos explained over there that it meant that that loy chazra shlichos etzel abal would be that a shliach, well here, a shliach, the definition of a shliach would be that he's able to, before he becomes a shliach for somebody else, he's able to return to the mishalayach and say, I did your shlichus. So it's not exactly, so according to Rashi, in that case, I'm dachav dalad, shia, there's no shlichus at all anymore because she becomes the bala maisa. According to Tosfos, the problem was that she became a shliach for the other side of things. So here in our case, over here, we have here Rashi is actually explaining something more similar to what Tosfos explained over there, that the point is, it's not so much that the shlichus is nisbato completely, the problem is that he becomes a different kind of shliach. So never mind whether the halacha is like a panina or not. The whole definition of shlichus is subverted by this concept of shahur making him into a different kind of shliach, because now you have loichos your shlichus eitz labal, that he can't go back to the husband and say, I was a shliach halacha the whole time, because now he became a shliach kabbalah. And in fact, there's discussion among the Rishonim about the difference, why the Gemara over there mentioned the question of whether Chazor Shlichos Eitz Labaal matters or not. Here, the Gemara seems to be taking it as a given, that it does make a difference. Anyway, so that's what Rava is saying. So never mind whether the Halacha is like Rav or like Rav Chanina. Even if the Halacha is like Rav Chanina, you have this problem of like Chazor Shlichos Eitz Labaal, the whole Shlichos has been undone by the fact that the Shliach can't return and say, I am a Shliach, and say, I am still a Shliach Halacha, and I fulfilled my mission as a Shliach Halacha, because now he's turned into a Shliach Kabbalah. So the Gemara says, Shalchu al-Kameh de Rav Ami, they sent the whole question to Rav Ami. Shalachlu, he sent back a message. Yeah, there is a problem. And therefore, that's a problem. So, leaving aside whether the halacha is like Rav or like Rav Chanina, it won't work in this case where she's making the shliach into a different kind of shliach. If she had instead appointed somebody else as a shliach kabbalah, then you would have the machlokas Rav and Rav Chanina. But here, where she makes the shliach himself into a shliach kabbalah, then even according to Rav Chanina, says Rav Ami, it wouldn't work. On the other hand, Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Omen Siyashid Badover, Rav Chiya Bar Abba says we have to think into it. We have to consider whether that would be the halacha. So the Gemara says, Hodur Shalchu Kameh de Rav Chiya Bar Abba. So they again sent the question to Rav Chiya Bar Abba. Omar says, Kol Hani Shochol of Azli. How many times are they going to ask me the same question? Ki Hekin Misakulahu Lididhu, Hokinam Misakulon Lididon. The same suffix that you have, that you're asking the question, I have the same suffix. Have a Dover Shabbat Erva. The fact is, you have a problem of a suffix and a Dover Shabbat Erva. The Dover Shabbat Erva Chalitzas. The fact is, whenever you have a suffix like that, she's going to have to do Chalitza. So yes, the answer is, in a case like that, where she received the gift, and then let's assume that the husband, if in the end the Shliach gave her the get that before the husband died, then no problem. At least it'll take effect then. But if the husband died before she ever had a chance to actually receive it from the shliach, then you have the same suffix as before, and she's going to have to do chalitza, says Rav Chiya Bar Abba. You can't say as a blanket statement, the get is possible, you have to, and therefore that she could even do yibum, you would have to say it's a suffix, and therefore she has to do chalitza. So the Gemara tells, Hava Ugda, there was another case like that, Va'atzrecha Rav Yitzchak Vashmo Bamarta, get Bachalitza. Rabbi Yitzchak Vashmo Bamarta required her to get a get and Chalitza. She had to get another get from the husband as well as Chalitza from the Yavam. So the Gemara asks, Tauti, what do you mean both? It's one or the other. If she receives a get from her husband, she doesn't need Chalitza, and vice versa. So no, what it means is Rabbi Yitzchak is saying, get Mechayim Bachalitza La'achamisa. It means one way or the other. If she wants to remarry while her husband is alive, she's going to need a proper get from him without any suffix. And if the husband died in between, then she's going to need Chalitza because of this suffix. So one way or the other. Another case, the Gemara says, Hahi Gahab Korla Nafosa. There was a woman who was nicknamed Nafosa. That wasn't her real name, but it was maybe that was her name. Rashi says Kashma, that was her name. Ozel Sadi Kosov Tofosa. The Adim went and wrote the get, but by mistake they wrote Tofosa with a Tof instead of a Nun. And since we mentioned a din of Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Shmuel Bar Marta in connection with Gittin, so the Gemara is now telling another suffix. So Omer Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, Mishmei Rab, Osu Edim Shlichusan. The fact is, the Edim have done their Shlichus. They were told to write one get. So therefore, so they don't have the ability now to write a second get and be considered. We know that the people writing the get have to be empowered to do that by the husband. We learned that earlier in the Masechta. Here, the husband told them to write only one get. They wrote one get. So therefore, they, in that sense, they fulfilled their shlichus. If they were to now write another get without the husband telling them to, it would be a posel get, says Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Ba'amarta. But Rabba says, what do you mean? What do you mean? He never told them, write her a worthless piece of earthenware and give it to her. He said, write a get, which means a get kosher. So if they wrote the get wrong, then they haven't yet accomplished their shlichus. Ela omer Rabba, vada ikosiv sadi gitamalia v'ovad. No, rather we can say, if the Edim wrote a posel get, then you're right. It wouldn't be that they did their shlichus yet, and they would still be able to write another get. But if they wrote a proper get and it got lost, then we would say before the wife received it, also Edim Shlichusan, then we would say the Edim have accomplished their Shlichus, and then they can't write another one without the husband's permission. But Maske for Rav Nachman says, even that, did he tell them, write a get and put it in your pocket? The whole point of writing the get was to give it to her. So if she hadn't received it yet, they haven't fully accomplished their Shlichus yet. Rav Nachman says they can write and give even 100 times, as long as the get has not been given to her, then they can still write again and again, as many times as necessary, because the husband wants them to actually write a kosher to get. Now you do have a case where there's a suffix about the kashrus of the get, and then in fact Tosfa says, and the Rosh says that in that case they can't write another get, because maybe it was in fact kosher, so maybe they have accomplished their shlichus. What they should do is, you should always, Tosfa says, you should tell the husband explicitly, tell the sofer and the edim to write as many gittin as are necessary until a kosher get reaches her. And in fact, this is in the standard seder aget that you find in Shulchan Aruch, and you find in Sforim, like Kavnoki, they do exactly that. They tell the husband, before he tells the sofer to write the get, they tell him, tell the sofer and tell the edim, write as many gittin as are necessary, even if it takes 100, until you have a kosher get that reaches her, and that way you have no suffix, even if there's later on you have a question, what was this get, this particular get that they wrote, was it kosher or not, or is there a possible psul in it, they'll be able to write another get that is definitely kosher without it being an issue. So the Gemara finishes off that, Bomine Rova Mirab Nachman, what about if the husband says, Kisvu Utnu L'Shliach, what if the husband says, write a get and give it to the Shliach Halacha, and then the Shliach lost the get on the way? So Mahu, what would be the din? Saluki Salik Lahu, would we say that they finished their Shlichus by giving the get and by giving it to the Shliach? Or maybe we could say the husband only was concerned for their tircha. He didn't want to have to make them schlep all the way to the wife to give her the get. And that's why he appointed another shliach, but maybe they're still considered his shluchim until the get actually reaches her. So Ravina says to Ravashi, if we could even, if we have two possibilities within what Rava is saying. Either you could say that maybe they're still shluchim, maybe not. Maybe once they gave it to the shliach, then their shlichus expired. But we can ask within that, the yoylech lamahu. What about, suppose we say that the husband meant them to be only shluchim, to write the get and to give it to the shliach, and once they did, then their shlichus is over. What about if instead of saying, kisvu utnu l'shliach, what if instead he added the words v'yoylech la, and the shliach should bring it to her? Maybe by adding the words v'yoylech la, he means to say that their shlichus still continues until the get is actually brought to her, or maybe not. And the Gemara says, teiku, in both of those cases, we have a suffix, and therefore the answer would be that in both those cases, we can't be sure, would they be empowered to write another get without the husband telling them, we can't be sure. So again, if we do, like what Tosfos was saying, that and as is done nowadays in the Seder Aget, where you tell them explicitly, write and sign as many gittin as are necessary until one kosher or one comes to her, then for sure we're good, because then he makes it clear that you should do that. But if you didn't do that, and you have a case like this, then you would have a suffix whether they're able to write another get without the husband telling them explicitly. Okay. The Gemara finishes off. We said in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Gamliel and Afay Meres totally giti im rotz alachzer lo yachzer. Reb Shimon Gamliel said that not only if the wife had said iskabel li giti, but even if she said totally giti, if he said take my get from me, then also the husband can't change his mind. So the Gemara says tanan abanan. According to Reb Shimon Gamliel, if she said totally take from me, v'soli or pick up my get, v'yehali v'yodcha, or the get should be in your hand. Kulam loshen kabbalah hein. All those are a loshen of kabbalah, and therefore, if he's a shliach kabbalah, then as soon as he receives the get, then she's considered divorced. Okay.